The Students Part. Our schools have been established that in them the youth may learn to obey God and His law, and become fitted for service. Rules for the conduct of those who attend are necessary, and the students should act in harmony with these regulations. No student should think that because he has been allowed to rule in the home he can rule in the school. Suppose that this were allowed, how could the youth be trained to be missionaries? Each student entering one of our schools should place himself under discipline. Those who refuse to obey the regulations should return to their homes. The teachers are to bind the students to their hearts by the cords of love and kindness and strict discipline. Love and kindness are worth nothing unless united with the discipline that God has said should be maintained. Students come to school to be disciplined for service, trained to make the best use of their powers. If on coming they resolve to cooperate with their teachers, their study will be worth much more to them than if they give up to the inclination to be rebellious and lawless. Let them give the teachers their sympathy and cooperation. Let them take firm hold of the arm of divine power, determining not to turn aside from the path of duty. Let them harness their wrong habits and exert all their influence on the right side. Let them remember that the success of the school depends upon their consecration and sanctification, upon the holy influence they feel bound to exert. Let them set their mark high and be determined to reach it. When asked to go contrary to the rules of the school, let them answer with a decided no.